Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. Today is Wednesday, March the 6th. It is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that the last few calls have been a blessing to you and that your lives have been enriched by the word and prayers. You know, some things won't move in your life until we pray and fast. One of the good things about fasting is that you find time to do things that you didn't think you had time to do. Whatever you are abstaining from, you redirect that time and energy into your relationship with God. So if you are fasting, keep pushing. We are on day 19 of our Lenten fast journey. And oh, what a journey it has been. This morning, I want to, this morning, I want to talk about if you want to grow, sometimes you have to say no. If you want to grow, sometimes you have to say no. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." The most important word to remember for your spiritual journey, it may be a surprising one. It is the word no. Our spiritual life is not a static destination, but rather a dynamic journey filled with growth, discovery, and transformation. It is a lifelong quest to deepen our connection with something greater than ourselves. Let me say it one more time. The most important word to remember for your spiritual journey is the word no. This message this morning was inspired by MJ. She's in that stage now where everything is no. You know, our spiritual life is a journey. It's a journey, and you'll be surprised the impact and the power that your no will have as you take this journey. And so there will be times, you know, you're talking about a spiritual journey. There'll be times where you have profound clarity and connection, moments of doubt and struggle, and periods of exploration and experimentation. Just like any journey, there will be unexpected detours, right? And unforeseen challenges, because it's a journey. This journey is unique to each individual, shaped by our experiences, beliefs, and aspirations. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's a marathon. And though our journeys are different, one thing is for certain. We can't run a marathon with a barbell in our hands. This journey, like a marathon, it demands endurance, focus, and strategic choices. Just as a marathoner wouldn't attempt the race carrying a heavy weight, clinging to certain things can hinder our spiritual progress. And some of you have quit the race, and others of you are on the verge of quitting the race because you are carrying stuff that's weighing you down. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles." If you want to grow, sometimes you have to say no. Weights. Throw off everything. Weights. Unresolved hurts and negativity are weights, burdens. Holding on to anger, resentment, or past hurts can weigh us down emotionally and hinder our ability to connect with ourselves and others. weights. Materialistic pursuits are weights. That when we chase after possessions and worldly success, it can become an all-consuming endeavor, diverting our attention away from our spiritual well-being. Weights, negative self-talk, that's a weight. Unhealthy relationships are weights. When you surround yourself with negative or toxic individuals, they can drain your energy and hinder your spiritual growth. But let me just parenthetically pause here to say this. There is a difference, church, between weights and sin. Sins are generally understood as transgressions against God's moral code. Weights, on the other hand, are burdens that hinder our spiritual growth and well-being. Procrastination, while not inherently sinful, procrastination can weigh us down by causing stress, anxiety, and missed opportunities. It can also hinder our ability to fulfill our responsibilities and live a fulfilling life. Avoiding responsibilities may not be a sin, but it's a weight. It's a weight that burdens us with guilt, shame, and a sense of incompleteness. While not necessarily a sin, it can hinder our growth and prevent us from reaching our full potential. Avoiding confrontation due to timidity can be a weight that prevents us from speaking up for ourselves or others, expressing our needs, or standing up for what we believe in. While not inherently sinful, it can limit our growth and prevent us from living authentically. So to run your spiritual life well, you have to lay aside every weight, every burden that's impeding your spiritual progress. Imagine a majestic cruise ship gliding effortlessly across the ocean. Now picture the same ship weighed down by hundreds of lifeboats. Its agility and speed would undoubtedly suffer. Similarly, when we carry the burden of unresolved hurts, negative self-talk, or unhealthy attachments, our spiritual progress can become sluggish. Releasing these burdens, like removing excess weight from the ship, allows us to navigate the currents of life with greater ease and navigate our spiritual journeys with renewed momentum. Or think of a light bulb. Imagine a single powerful battery connected to a single light bulb. The bulb would likely shine brightly for an extended period. However, as we connect more and more bulbs, 15, 25, and then 100, the battery's energy depletes much faster. Our spiritual energy can be likened to the battery, and the various demands, distractions, and negativity in our lives to the light bulbs. Clinging to too many light bulbs drains our spiritual energy, leaving us feeling depleted and hindering our ability to connect with ourselves and God. Imagine scaling a majestic mountain. The journey requires strength, stamina, and focus. Now imagine climbing that same mountain with a backpack overloaded with heavy rocks. The task becomes significantly more challenging, requiring immense effort for minimum progress. Our spiritual journeys are similar. The rocks in our backpacks represent negative self-talk, unresolved conflicts, and unhealthy attachments that burden us and hinder our ascent. You get the point. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 reminds us that while certain things or people in our life may seem appealing, ultimately we need to evaluate if they align with our spiritual growth and the path God has set before us. Church, saying yes to everything and everyone can be tempting, but it's crucial to discern whether these choices will ultimately burden or benefit our spiritual journey. If you want to grow, you need to determine today whether that thing or person, here it is a burden or a benefit. But to discern this requires careful reflection and an understanding of its potential impact on our growth and connection with God. Let me give you something to consider. Does the thing or person you're considering right now align with your core values and the principles that guide your spiritual journey? If it conflicts with your convictions or leads you down a path that contradicts your faith, it's likely a burden. Conversely, if it supports your values and fosters spiritual growth, it becomes a benefit. Does the thing or person encourage or hinder your spiritual practices, such as prayer, meditation, or participation in church activities? If it disrupts your connection with your faith or hinders your ability to engage in practices that nourishes your spirit, survey says it's a burden. On the other hand, if it supports your spiritual practices and creates an environment conducive to growth, then it's likely a benefit. Now, here's a big one. Does it bring you peace, joy, and a sense of purpose? Or does it lead to anxiety, stress, or negativity? If it drains your energy or creates emotional turmoil, chances are it's a burden. Conversely, if it uplifts you, inspires you, and fosters inner peace, it becomes a benefit. Now, before you hang up and turn over talking about Colin said, I need to get rid of you because you weighing me down. You know how folks are. They blame stuff on the preacher all the time. Well, the preacher said this. I'm not saying that because this is not a binary decision. Sometimes things or people can be both burdens and benefits in different aspects. How? Because context matters. Sometimes even things that initially seem like burdens can ultimately become benefits if we approach them with an open mind and a willingness to learn. For instance, let's say a challenging relationship. A challenging relationship can be a burden due to conflict, but it can also be an opportunity to develop patience, communication skills, and forgiveness, all of which contribute to our spiritual growth. The key, church, is to weigh the potential impact carefully and make informed choices that ultimately support your spiritual growth and well-being. So let me give you some actionable steps you can take today to embrace this message. Number one, identify your weights. The first step is to acknowledge and identify the weights that are hindering your spiritual journey. These could be negative self-talk, unresolved conflicts, unhealthy attachments, or commitments that drain your energy and distract you from your spiritual well-being. Ask yourself honest questions today about your daily habits, relationships, and activities. Reflect on how they impact your sense of peace, connection, and ability to engage in spiritual practices. Identify your weights. Number two, practice saying no with compassion. Once you've identified your weights, practice saying no with compassion and self-awareness. This doesn't mean becoming insensitive or rude, but rather communicating your boundaries and needs assertively and respectfully. Explain your reasons politely and offer alternative solutions if possible. Remember, saying no is not about being selfish. It's about, big word, prioritizing your spiritual growth and well-being. But watch out, because you're going to get some pushback on this one. because saying no can sometimes be met with resistance, especially from those who have previously benefited from your unwavering yes. See, they done gotten too comfortable and accustomed to having their needs prioritized over yours. And your newfound boundaries might initially cause them discomfort or even offense. And this is understandable. I know you are used to me always saying yes and putting me aside to push you up. But I'm learning. This is what you have to tell them: to love me. And part of me loving me is setting boundaries. Because here's what you have to understand, church: setting healthy boundaries and prioritizing your spiritual growth is not about being selfish. It's about respecting yourself and your needs, ultimately allowing you to become a more present and authentic version of yourself in all your relationships. Because here it is, if I break down, and if I give out, where does that leave you? So me setting boundaries and me prioritizing my mental health and my spiritual growth not only benefits me, but it also benefits you. Because I'm not talking about me now, good for nobody tired. All right. So identify your weights. Practice saying no with compassion. And number three, replace no with yes to nurturing practices. I said again, replace no with yes to nurturing practices. Saying no to burdens should be coupled with saying yes to activities that nourish your spirit. This could involve dedicating time for prayer and meditation or reading scripture, because now I got more time to focus on me as opposed to me always having to lift you up, right? This could involve spending time in nature, walking outside, engaging in mindfulness exercises, or connecting with like-minded individuals who support your spiritual journey. By actively replacing the weights you shed with nourishing practices, you create space for growth and foster a deep connection with yourself and with God. So today, I want you to embrace saying no as a powerful tool for empowering your spiritual journey. By actively shedding the weights that hinder you and saying yes to practices that nourish your spirit, you can move forward with greater clarity, renewed purpose, and a deeper connection to God. So welcome. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. All we got is right now. If you're new to the call, I would like to welcome you. My name is Marcus D. Collins, and I get to lead an amazing group of people called Grace Community Church. And we are thrilled you decided to join us this morning. Remember, church, if you want to grow, sometimes you have to say no. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today seeking your guidance and strength as we embark on our spiritual journeys. As we strive to grow closer to you, we acknowledge the need to shed the burdens that weigh us down. Father, help us to identify the weights in our lives, the negative thoughts, the unhealthy habits, the draining commitments that hinder our progress. Grant us the courage and wisdom to say no to these burdens with compassion and self-awareness. May we replace our no's with yeses to activities that nourish our spirits. Guide us toward practices that bring us closer to you, whether it be prayer, meditation, spending time in nature, or connecting with like-minded individuals. We understand, Lord, that setting boundaries and prioritizing our spiritual growth may not always be met with ease. Prepare us for potential challenges and fallouts, and equip us with the strength to communicate our needs with kindness and firmness. Help us remember that saying no is not about being selfish, but about honoring ourselves and nurturing our connection with you. Show us how to navigate these situations with compassion and understanding, fostering deeper and more genuine relationships based on mutual respect. As we embark on this journey of growth, Lord, we ask for your constant presence. Guide our steps, illuminate our paths, and fill us with the strength and perseverance needed to run the race that is set before us. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in our lungs, and the beauty that surrounds us. We're grateful for your unfailing love and grace, which sustains us through every moment. Thank you for the blessings, both big and small, that you shower upon us each day. Lord, we're thankful for the people in our lives who bring us joy, who support and loves us. We're grateful for the opportunity to learn and grow, and for the challenges that help makes us stronger. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for any shortcomings and mistakes we may have made today. Help us to learn from them and grow closer to you. Lord, I pray a special blessings upon Grace for all of our volunteers as we prepare today to serve our neighbors through our food pantry. Lord, I pray that something is said, something is observed in us that will provoke change in them. The kind of change that will have them inquiring, what must I do to be saved? Because now they see grace at street level. They see Christ in us. So Lord, be with us today. Protect us, guide us, and be our strength. Lord, I speak blessings upon every person that's on this call this morning. Lord, I pray that they will have a great day, a victorious day. We got the victory because Jesus has already been victorious. It's in that name we pray. Come on, everybody shout amen and amen. Hey, listen, thank you so much for tuning into the call this morning. As always, it will be uploaded to our website at gracechurchal.com. Hey, listen, I am rooting for you today. So be careful, be watchful, and be encouraged. Peace.